Why did Jesus come? According to Romans 15:8, he came for this reason. Christ became a servant to the circumcision to show God's truthfulness. In order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. Christ came to earth, clothed himself with flesh, and died so that you would give glory to his Father for mercy. He came for his Father's sake. That's the main reason that he came. For his Father's glory. And his glory reaches its apex in the overflow of mercy. Listen to this word from Romans 3. God put Christ forward as a propitiation by his blood to demonstrate God's righteousness. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous. That's why he died. He died to vindicate the righteousness of God, who had passed over sins like David's adultery and murder. Did it ever trouble you that God just passed over it? David just went on being king. Well, it troubled Paul to the depth of his being that God is not righteous to pass over sins. And there wasn't just David. There was thousands of saints in the Old Testament and today whose sins he simply forgets and passes over. And Paul cried out, how can you be God and do that? How can you be righteous and do that? How can you be just and do that? How can you be worthy of worship and do that? If any judge in Austin did that, he'd be off the bench in a minute to acquit a child abuser, a rapist, a murderer. And you do it every day. So what kind of God are you? I mean, the cross is the solution to a mega theological problem. Namely, how can God be God and forgive sins? Christ came to vindicate God in the saving of people like you.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.